This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He unloads, and the pitch is ripped to deep right field. Hooking at the pole, it's gone. A two-run homer for Vinny Pasquantino off a high sinker. And the Royals, who all of a sudden have long ball power in this series, take a 2-0 lead.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
I'll tell you, how can you not be romantic about a decline in strikeouts, baby? That is what we are seeing across the sport. It is Diamond Cavs on 105 through the Fan. The Rangers do have the Pirates over the weekend, and one little nugget here before we get that. Speaking of strikeouts, Paul Skenes is a master of the strikeout, but he has a 1.89 ERA over his first 38 career starts.
Oh,
I'm going to say that again. He has a 1.89 ERA under his first 38 career starts.
You think they're going to deal him? And who's the last type of player like Skenes to get dealt, and what was the return?
They are going to deal him. I don't know when. They better sell the freaking franchise when they do.
Nobody's been as good as it, but I mean, Cole, like when Garrett Cole got traded, that may have been the last like person of that kind of stature to get dealt.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Which was also a Pirates pitcher.
The current all-time leaderboard for career ERA through 38 starts, only one guy has had a better ERA in the history of the sport through 38 starts than Paul Skenes. That's Ed Walsh, and you probably never heard of him. We are talking about an amazing start to a career.
Yeah.
And the guy can't buy a win right now because the team scores no runs for him. But this is amazing what he has done, and it's fun to watch. It really, really is. But speaking of strikeouts, and this is where the long ball era might be dead, or at least it's declining. Strikeouts by hitters for the fourth straight year are in decline. I don't think most of us would have thought that. It peaked in 2020, and then 2021, and then we have seen a decline in four straight years. We were down about 1%. It's still double what it was 40 years ago. Back in 1981, it was 12.5% of all at-bats entered into a strikeout. Now it's about 22%. So we're looking at almost double. But we're still down over 1% for the last 4 years. That's good.
Yeah.
That's really, really good. Strikeouts are boring. They're fun if you're the team pitching, but they're boring otherwise.
Is it just people are getting out in different ways, or hits up or walks up? What's the...
Contacts up.
I mean, that's...
Are we all fine before we do this and really advocate for it of wanting home runs to decline? Or no. We just want contact up. Like, if I told you you got to remove one for your enjoyment more, the three-pointer out of basketball or the home run out of baseball, which one would make the sport more enjoyable for you?
Ooh.
I took one of each, one or the other out.
Yeah, if you took the three-pointer out of basketball, I think I could watch that easier than baseball with no home runs.
Okay, because we're all talking about, talking about them both kind of being problems, that it's all or nothing in baseball and all or nothing right. in basketball.
I just don't want so much nothing is the problem. Like, yeah. I just don't want so many strikeouts, and like, I just don't want 220 hitters.
Look, if I watch a basketball game, all right,
like the 320 hitter or the mid range Shea.
Yeah, if I watch a basketball game and
I
see
the 320 hitter.
Yeah,
let's say I see 10 possessions in a row with no scoring. All right, I could buy with that.
I could still, like yesterday's third quarter to start.
I could still
the hideous third quarter.
It was six. It was the same score. Like nobody scored for the
same
first,
score.
Like,
7 minutes straight it took of game time.
Yeah.
For the Thunder to score.
So, I could still watch that. If I see seven at bats in a row and nobody makes contact,
yeah,
that's it's like, guys, what are we doing here? Right? Let's go.
Yep.
Let's go. So I like that contact is up. I would like to see, honestly, like if I was commissioner, I'd be like, look, guys, let's move the fences back a little bit. Let's get triples.
Yep.
Give me some triples here.
I mean, even if you move the fences back, it feels like you're still just going to get like outfielders running it down.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of times the wall is what?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yes. But I don't know that the batting average goes up. Like, defense has gotten, it's like how the shift elimination worked for a little bit, and now like yesterday, Seager hit into basically what was a shift, even though it technically wasn't. He hits a, like, smokes a ball up the middle, and somebody's right there to snatch it up. It's still basically the shift.
All right, so at 22%, you know, when strikeouts are down, batting average generally goes up, and it seems to be the case in 2025. The overall 245 mark is 2 points better than it was last season, as the and that should go up because the batting average months are ahead of us. Usually, player batting averages go up when we get to June, July, and August, as it gets warmer, and they're not as behind the pitchers as they are early on in the year. League batting average on balls in play is steady year over year, so that's good. And we're seeing they want to see it back near 300 batting average on balls in play. It's at 290. They want to see it back at 300, but these are some good stats here. Now, you mentioned the home run. 39.4% of runs this year have come via the homer. That is the lowest since 2015.
Nice.
So teams playing small ball, stolen bases are up. They're making more contact. And manufacturing a run is a good sign. It's a good sign for the sport.
Now, what is up with this baseball that you guys keep talking about being different?
All right, Andrew McCutchen. Glad you brought that up. Andrew McCutchen, he told The Athletic that he was told by a rep for Major League Baseball that the balls are different this year. They have higher seams. Higher seams produce more drag when they're flying through the air.
Man, did you hear David Murphy talk about the jet stream yesterday on the TV broadcast? He was talking about construction behind home play, and it was wild. It was a Bill Nye episode. Hey, who's Bill Nye?
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yay! When they put that in, what was it, the Capital One Club, whatever it was called at the old park.
Crazy. And then they were working on it one day, and we all noticed that his hitters, like, construction behind home plate.
Because it used to be at the ballpark, if the flags were blowing in, which is normally like, oh, the ball's going to die, it was like the ball was going to shoot out.
Yeah.
Because the wind would come in, hit off the back of that, and shoot the ball back out to right field.
And then basically on the top of the office building and the stands, they put these like screens up. 08, 09, whatever it was. They put these screens up to try to block the wind that was coming in, creating the jet stream. Oh, that didn't work. But he was like, so he asked, McCutchen asked why. Why are the seams up producing more drag? And he said, every baseball's hand sewn, so no ball is the same. He says, can anything be done about this? And he was told nothing can be done this year, but they're working on getting to the bottom of why it seems that the seams are higher. Guys, Cal Raleigh's on pace for 61 home runs. Aaron Judge is on pace for like 60 home runs.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Shohei's on pace like 60. We're complaining about the seams on a baseball?
I mean, the ball is...
We think there's more drag? Are these guys just superhuman?
Yes, they are. Those are superhuman players. But the Athletic did research on this. They said that the ball this year on exit velocity, trajectory, everything else that it should result in, they said on average the ball is going 4 feet shorter.
By the way, talking about all this research, what happened to the bat?
The torpedo bat?
Died. That just popped into my brain. It totally went out of my memory.
I Googled it last week because I was like, has there been a story about that since? And I look, and like the most recent story I could find was like a month ago. Like nobody talks about
them
anymore.
You talk about a craze. You talk about the definition of a craze in society.
Yeah.
And a 15 minutes. And no more torpedo bat.
No,
gone.
And people are still like, people still use them. They're still using them, but the craze is not there because they had a good day. Like that's what it was. They caught the balls in the right spot of the barrel.
Oh, you know who is using one, though, right now this year? Cal Raleigh is still using the torpedo bat.
Ah.
And Raleigh's having a career year. So yes, Paul Goldschmidt's had a resurgence. He's using one.
Did they make them for U Sports? Did they make them? Or no, you can't with the dimension.
I don't think they make them for metal bats. I've not seen one for metal. But you could buy one. I mean, you could buy them for wood bats. So 39.4% of runs coming from the home run. That's good. Another good stat that we're seeing around Major League Baseball, and that is the number 76. No, not 1776, the birth of our nation. 76 pitchers currently qualify for the ERA title. All right, now that may not mean anything on the surface, but last year only 58 pitchers qualified. What is and in 2023, only 44. That means pitchers are going deeper into games. In order to qualify for the ERA title, in order to qualify for the batting title, you have to have 3.1 plate appearances per team game played. So if your team plays in 100 games, you've got to have 310 at-bats to qualify for the batting title. ERA title is different. You got to have X amount of innings to qualify for the ERA title. Now, the last time we were in the 70s was 2016. The record was set in 1998. There were 96 players that qualified. But the fact that we have basically almost, not quite doubled, but we could see the double from there, what we were just 2 years ago and the amount of pitchers that qualify tells you that pitchers are going deeper into games. And one team that we could thank for this is the Rays. So the Rays, for years, the Rays were using openers, not going three times through the order. That was the Blake Snell. Kevin Cash in the World Series right here at Globe.
Yep.
And the Rays are like, you know what? We're not doing that. This year, we're having starters. They've got a large percentage of their innings come from starters this year. So those are a couple of good things that I saw around the sport.
We have, last year there were 28 complete games in Major League Baseball. And so far this year, which we're not halfway through the year yet, but they are up to 16 complete games. So that's on pace for a few more this year. So, yeah, I mean, we're getting more complete games so far. I mean, Framber Valdez already has two this year, which would have led all of Major League Baseball last year.
Yeah, I mean, to go through a whole season and have one guy lead the league with two complete games, that was a month for pitchers 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I 40 mean,
40 years ago.
Gosh, what did Nolan Ryan had a year where he threw like 20 or something? Like, I mean, it was absurd. And so, yeah, it doesn't come around anymore. They just don't do it that way anymore.
Diamond Cavs in the home of the Rangers, where yesterday they were swept for the first time at home by the Kansas City Royals, who had come in losing six straight. Rangers were no hit through five before Wyatt and Simeon broke that up. Positive, Marcus has an 11-game hit streak. Jacob Latz did what he could, but the Rangers back under 500 before the Pirates.
Yeah, and now hopefully you get right with the Pirates, but you still got to get the bats going.
I don't care. Again, I don't care if they get right against the Pirates.
Yeah.
If they sweep. I've sold on this current team being a playoff contender or making it there.
And then the Royals were a team that, like, there was expectations. There was expectations on them coming in. And, I mean, they made the playoffs last year, and they were a chic pick to go and maybe upset the Yankees in the opening round. And they haven't had the kind of year they had hoped for, But here they come in, and it was, I mean, this wasn't really even a close series.
There's still, I was just looking through this, there's still nobody close to Texas on runs allowed this year, and they're under 500. The closest team to them, the Mets, are 11 runs more than
Texas.
When's
the last time
year?
We've had a unit, a group in DFW wasted this much? It'd be like if you had a number one shutdown Cowboy defense averaging 13, they don't get any offense, or an offense for the Mavericks with zero defense, or with the Stars. I'm wondering when's the last time, Fantex, that you can recall something like this being wasted.
Probably the, one of those early 2000s Mavs teams that was like the best offense in right. basketball a lot of times, and they could not stop anybody.
Diamond Cavs with Ralph James Choppy on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being a Total. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Much to our surprise, the NBA Finals are still alive. Have you been watching? We have the numbers to show the truth. And a happy birthday to Dirk next on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.